consciously, because of our trauma of our history and trauma of settlement and transgenerational trauma from invasion, we shift to distraction, you know, to addiction, to abuse. And as soon as you know what your focus is, then you go back and you focus on that. You find where your feet are and you focus on what's important to you, you know. And if you don't think there's nothing out there that's important to you, well, look within. It's easy to center yourself, doesn't matter what the location. I don't think geography should dictate how you behave, because it doesn't matter where you go, you put a mirror in front of you, you're always the same person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you find identity in that, then I suppose your ability to overcome whatever obstacles or barriers are put in front of you, then your will to drive you, propel yourself forward, will always be that motivator. Well, see, my vice is drugs. And I had done a lot of reading on addiction and trauma. And, transgenerational trauma, like my mother's part of Stolen Generation, you know. And we talk about... there's a thing called, a term called, I think it's epigenetics, where you inherit your parents' genes and you inherit their memory.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you read about stuff like that, and the way my mother was obviously stolen and had trouble with substances, and it filtered down to me, and I just wanted to change it.
Mm-hmm.
So education changes. Yeah. It's in your dreaming too, because I don't see that as a hypothetical thing or a figurative thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's in your, like, your dreaming, like, in your subconscious of who you are, you know, where you're from and what you belong to. We belong to here, where our feet are, you know, we belong. This is our country, you know. I mean, a bit of an anthem for me was Goanna Band's Solid Rock, because it is our country, it's our sacred ground. You know, it shouldn't be sectionalised and all that sort of stuff. But we do have our boundaries. We do have our homes and all that sort of stuff. But I think on a united front, I suppose our unified front could change a whole lot of things. Like, they got white government that rule, you know. We can have a forum of people that can change. You know, I mean, I think the biggest inspiration for our change should be of our history, of what we've overcome. Well, we've survived, now it's time for us to live, you know.